I'm Trace Yellis with your 7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. Senator Short gave a speech to the Senate against the bill creating an Environmental Justice Council, which would be comprised of persons appointed to represent the views of ethnic and racial minorities and other groups and would write guidelines for approval of major projects.
Job creators will just look at Washington State and go, I'm not going to do business here. You know, I'm not going to go to my communities in northeastern Washington because they fear the subjective nature of how all of this is going to play out. How long is it going to take me to get my permits? And yet I have watched dynamic projects in my district really do just an outstanding job working with community in collaboration with the community so their project makes sense and doesn't harm and goes through all of those things. That template exists today, Mr. President. We don't need a bill like this in order to do the good work, in order to empower communities to have a say with projects that are near them. But the challenge of what we do coming out of COVID and the realities of the extreme job loss that we have had and the lack of opportunities for our families. You know, before it was really, how can we empower jobs for our kids and our grandkids? Now we know that moms and dads and aunts and uncles and grandparents are suffering because they've lost their jobs. There are not the ladder jobs there were, Mr. President. And a bill like this is going to harm getting those back into Washington State. And secondarily, who chooses? Who's going to choose what project is better than another? How is that going to happen? If you decide to have a project that, oh, well, that just doesn't rise to a high enough priority, or it's not something we want to see in Washington State. We've already seen the potential job loss from projects that haven't been built. I would argue that it could be done in a way not to create an entirely new layer upon the layers of laws that we already do a really good job implementing in this state. But the challenge to our communities and families that are trying to support themselves, I come back to the lost opportunities. I've seen them in my communities. You know, they just don't happen. Or someone looks and a community in another state ends up being a better place to do business. It's those jobs that never come, Mr. President. And that's already on top of the jobs we've lost. We want a clean environment, Mr. President. We want to do the right thing by communities. We collectively do. And we know that there are legacy issues that we are dealing with and communities of color are dealing with and tribes are dealing with in this state. But don't subject how we go forward with a process that just pretty much puts it right at a standstill. I wish we could do this a different way. I want to empower those communities, but this bill does not get us here. It harms the very people that we're all trying to protect.
With your 7th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short.